Welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. This is Mary J. Getten, and I'll be your hostess today. And geez, I'm so excited. This is something we've been doing now for almost 3.5 years, gathering every first Friday of the month at noon Eastern Time. So it's an opportunity to bring our energy together and enhance our daily practice of sending healing, loving energy to the waters. And I would invite anybody who is hearing this meditation today or hearing this call, whether you're on the line now or you're listening in at some time off the archives on the website, anybody who has any suggestions for how to expand our list and increase our reach, I'm really open to that. I'd really like to see what we can do to have hundreds of people tuning in on first Fridays of the month. So please just email me. My email address is on the globalwaterhealing.org website. I am really excited to introduce our facilitator today, my good friend, Carol Wentz Randacci. Carol lives and works here in Sarasota. And she's an amazing healer. She's a board-certified acupuncturist, a doctor of oriental medicine, a naturopath, an herbalist, an energy healer. She also works with sound. She has tons of bowls and crystal bowls and gongs. And we've been trying to figure out a way to get those bowls out into the Gulf and start playing to the dolphins. So I think, right, Carol? When it gets a little, when the water warms up now in the next spring, we're going to have our plan ready to go. But Carol's also a very active member of the Sarasota Women's Meditation Group that I also attend. And we've got like 30 to 80 women that show up there twice a month. And Carol has been facilitating and leading, you know, holding space for the meditations for the summer for the last couple of years down at the beach. And she also dedicated all those summer meditations to healing the waters. So I know Carol very well, and I know how dedicated she is to our water mission, and I'm really excited to see what you've prepared for us today, Carol.
Well, thanks, Mary. Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for allowing me to be part of this experience. Since Mary started this about, I think you said, 3.5 years ago, it's really inspired me and many, many people across the world, if not just our country, to really start to become aware of the water spirits and the water creatures and our impact and our connection with them. And over these 3.5, 4 years, I've really seen a huge amount of growth and a huge amount of awareness of our impact on the water and the water spirits and their impact on us. So I really want to thank Mary and everybody here on the line and everybody connected in any way. Thank you for allowing me to be part of this. So when I was thinking about what kind of meditation I wanted to offer today, I went to South Lido Beach here in Sarasota, where we hold the women's summer meditations, and stuck my feet in the water yesterday and just started to pray and ask, what is it that the water spirits want us to know, to do, to participate in? Just was really looking for some guidance. And the thing that surprised me was that immediately merpeople spirits came forward, and they were cloaked in these beautiful hues of all different brilliant colors, and I was really spellbound by their beauty. And so they have they had a message, and then they presented the whole journey that we're going to take today. So I want to, of course, first of all, really thank all those merpeople. They are incredible spirits. I haven't really worked with them very much in the past, and so I was equally delighted and thrilled and honored to be asked to do this work with them today. So first of all, they gave me a message to pass along, and this message was, the way I interpreted it was this. And she said to me, "We feel the growing consciousness of our human family and their connection to the water spirits. We feel hopeful that positive changes will manifest in higher and higher vibrations to affect the rebalancing of our earthly environment of water that has begun. We all come from crystalline substance, and we all need to survive in this dimension. Please continue to implement the earthly consciousness with the awakening to the reality of your creation. We send our appreciation for asking us what we need and calling us in at this time. This is the journey we want you all to do with us during your meditation. We want you to focus today on the coral reefs. We will set your group Sankalpa, which is an intention, and take you on a cleaning and protection journey to the reefs. Before we begin our work, tell them this little bit about the reefs. We see that most of the people on the call today in your group already are tuned into this reef crisis, but for those that are not, please tell them this is what we need and this is what we will work on today." So they wanted us to work on the major coral reef situations going on around the globe. And just to remind us that the largest coral reef is the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. The second largest coral reef can be found off the coast of Belize in Central America. And then there's three main kind of groups of reefs around the world. The first is in the Indo-Pacific area, and that includes the Indian Ocean and the Western Pacific area. The next one is the tropical Western Atlantic, which includes us here in Florida, the Bahamas, the Caribbean Sea, coastal waters off of Northeast South America. And then the third one is in the Red Sea, which is a seawater inlet of the Indian Ocean lying between Africa and Asia. Then, of course, there are other minor basins in the Atlantic along the east coast of, there's one in the east coast of southern Brazil and around the island of Bermuda. And then there's more smaller groups in the Pacific Basin, in the eastern Pacific, off of Australia and off of Japan. So there are groupings of coral reefs in different parts of the world in the cooler waters is where they grow. So when we begin today, each of us can pick one of these reefs to work with, whether you've been there before, maybe seen a picture, or as your heart opens up to this journey, maybe one of these areas will come to you specifically. It doesn't really matter which one you choose because we're really encompassing all the coral reefs in the world, but in our journey, we're going to go to a specific reef and do some specific work, so you're free to pick any that you are drawn to. So the Mer people asked that we work with these reefs today for these specific reasons: to protect the coral reefs by making sure there's healthy fish communities, to clean the water of all the sewage and garbage and any pollutant and invasive species that are clogging up the reproductive avenues and abilities of the reefs, and to bring the water around the reefs back to the correct temperature for optimum growth. They really need a little bit of cooler water, so as these waters warm up, it's not helping them to proliferate and even to survive. And they want us to balance the fish population that have the highest synergistic relationship with the reef and replenish the algae growth to the proper balance around the reefs. So this is the picture that they showed me of how we're going to proceed today. The reason that the planet is so unhealthy lies at the feet of these basic concepts, or these capital vices, as we call them. There's seven of them, and sometimes they're known as the seven deadly sins. And I really got to understand them on a different level, a much deeper level than I ever had before, because I think I kind of put them over to the side for many years because I kind of saw them more as a religious construct and for some reason I didn't pay a lot of attention to them. But after experiencing this at South Lido Beach the other night with the mer people, I have a totally different relationship with and respect to these capital vices as they brought to my attention. So what we're going to do is we're going to call each one of them out and then add the remedy to reverse the ill effect it has on the reef. So the mer people want us to know that they acknowledge that they are addressing these vices on the collective consciousness realm, not necessarily on the personal realm. So please don't be offended if you feel you have grown far beyond these lower realms of these, as they say, capital vices or seven deadly sins. But this is what's happened. This is one of the basic constructs of what's happened in our planet and why we've gotten into this place of chaos. So I'm just going to name them quickly. So the first one is gluttony, which is our overconsumption. And then there's lust, our excessive desire for that's causing suffering. Greed, our longing for unneeded things. Pride, our foolish and irrational sense of personal value. Envy, our resentful longing. Wrath, our excessive anger and vengeance. And sloth, our reluctance to make effort to growth. Okay, so we're now going to begin this journey, and there's a lot of work to do. So we're going to start with the Sankalpa that was given to me the other night. And the Sankalpa is like setting an intention. So this is the one that came. Today, the human people and the mer people join our spirits together to clean the pollutants and rebalance our system on all levels from all times, creating a future consisting of love, kindness, cooperation, attentiveness, and oneness. So they're going to take us on a journey, and they're going to instruct us of what we're going to be doing. So just go ahead and make yourself very comfortable and get relaxed. We're going to create a sacred healing orb around all of us, and then it will expand to include the entire world and then into the entire universe. So here we go. We're going to begin our journey. First of all, I'd like you to take three slow, deep breaths, breathing into your heart center and activating the highest vibration of love. Now, take three more deep, slow breaths. And this time, with each breath, expand that field of love further and further until it encompasses all the beings connected on this call today. And now, three more very slow, deep breaths, expanding this field to encompass all beings in all times. And now three more slow, deep breaths, focusing our energy on the work we will do together today with the mer people and the coral reefs. Okay, now our journey with the mer people begin. To begin with, put yourself at the edge of the body of water of one of the coral reefs. Now that you're at the edge of that body, walk into that body of water until you come to knee-deep water. and ask the water spirits for permission to participate in this work today. And when you receive permission, remember to thank them. And now ask the Mer people for permission to do this work today, and again thank them when they give you permission as well. And now I'd like you to sit down in that shallow water and say a silent prayer of blessing to the water spirits. As you're continuing your prayer, if you need another moment, while you're doing that, I'm calling the Mer people, telling them we're ready to work with them. Okay, they're responding. A Mer person is coming out of the water, and the Mer person is walking towards you. They have in their hand a bag. It's a gold bag with brightly colored mineral rocks inside the bag, and they're going to hand it to you. Take the bag and keep the bag close by your side. And take a moment to bring your vibration and the vibration of the minerals in the bag into harmony and balance. So now the next Mer person is coming out of the water, and this one's reaching out a hand to you. Take the hand and follow this guide. You and your Mer guide are getting up and walking into the water hand in hand, with your other hand still holding on to that golden bag of mineral rocks. You're going to swim out into the water. Nice. Cool water, but not cold. Feel really refreshing. We're swimming out towards the reef, and now you're going to dive down with the Mer guide to the reef. And that Mer guide is going to take you to the reef and let you pick a spot at the reef that you would like to stand in front of. You can just feel a connection with your heart. As you're standing in front of that reef, connect your vibration with the frequency of the reef itself and all those beautiful sea creatures that live and depend on that reef for a place to live, eat, procreate, exist, commune. And now, one by one, the Mer people are going to take us through those seven vices, because in that bag that you're holding, the golden bag with the different colored mineral rocks inside of it, each rock in that bag is in conjunction with one of those vices, and the rock holds the opposite vibration of the shadow side of the vice itself. And through this combination of your frequency and your vibrational connection, the Mer people's vibration and connection with the reef and the reef creatures and the reef itself, we're going to create an environment to shift the vibrational frequency of these coral reefs and clear them, clean them, protect them, and help them to flourish. Okay, so the first merperson that appears, this person's name is Generosity, and he's the one who's going to guide us to clearing the first vice that has caused the pollution of our waters on the reef, and the waters all over the planet, and the planet herself, of course. And this is the vice of greed. So in your bag, there's a yellow mineral rock, and I'd like you to take it out at this time. This yellow rock adds the vibration of generosity, of plentifulness. This is a way to clear the greed. So place your yellow rock anywhere on the reef that calls to you as needing help. And as you're placing your rock on the reef, just say a prayer. Send that love from your heart center into the reef, connecting with the higher vibration that you're bringing with it. The next merperson that arrives is named Respect, and she's here to clear the shadow of lust. So in your bag, you're going to find a green mineral rock, and this mineral rock will add the vibration and frequency of dignity and appreciation that is so vitally needed in our waters and for our water spirits and creatures. It will pay homage to the manifestation of these vibrations and the magnificence of the reef's life process. So pick that green mineral rock out of your bag and place the rock on the reef in an area that you're drawn to, an area that's calling you and saying, I need help, we need help. As you place it there, please say a prayer or set an intention, whatever way you like to describe it. The next merperson that arrives is called Satisfaction, and he's here to clear the vice of wrath. So in your bag, you'll find a blue mineral rock, and this mineral rock will add this vibration and frequency of happiness and well-being and delight that has been missing for so long in our collective consciousness as a dominant frequency. So again, pull that blue mineral rock out of your golden bag and place the rock on the reef in an area that's calling to you, that's saying, help us, please, right here. We need this vibration in this particular section. Of course, that vibration will transmit through all the reefs everywhere in the world, but for now, you're in charge of the one in front of you that's calling to you. And as you place it there, please say another prayer or intention, diminishing the vice of wrath and replacing it with a feeling of happiness and well-being and delight. Okay, the next merperson to arrive is named Temperance, and she's here to clear the collective consciousness of its insatiable appetite that has created such a mayhem on our planet. It's the shadow of gluttony. So in your bag, you'll find a red mineral rock, and this red mineral rock will add the vibration and frequency of satiation, of satisfaction, of self-restraint, and it'll clear that unwanted effect of gluttony, that, me. So pick up that red mineral rock out of your golden bag and place that rock on the reef, again, in an area that's calling to you, that needs help, and then say a prayer or add an intention and connect with that vibration of satiation and self-restraint and satisfaction that is direly need in this world of overconsumption that has created this existence of mayhem so many ways. The next merperson to arrive is called Servility, and he's here to clear the ugly effects of our foolish sense of personal value above all others, as if we are the most important person or being or element of existence. This has led to so many downtrodden energies, so we want to clear that. It's the shadow called pride. So in your bag, you're going to find a pink mineral rock. And this mineral rock will add just that, really, that sense of modesty and humility and that lovely vibration of unobtrusiveness, you know, where we're very well aware that we're conjoined with everything, that if we live in this holographic existence, then yes, everything is one and one is everything. And so nothing rises above the other, that we're all in this together and we're all one together. So pick up that pink mineral rock that's in your bag and place it on the reef in an area that's calling to you. And again, say a prayer, connect with a vibration of humility, of modesty, knowing that we all are one. Okay, so the next Mer person to arrive is called Kindness, and she's here to clear envy from the destruction of the reefs. That envy of our resentful longing of we need to incorporate everything for our own desired satisfaction. So in your bag, you're going to find an orange mineral rock. This mineral rock will add an affectionate support to the reef system. It will add admiration of the whole and a vibration of gentleness. So pick up that orange mineral rock out of your golden bag and place it somewhere on that reef in front of you. You can move to a new area. You can move up and down. You could swim around it, however you feel called. And place it somewhere on that reef, an area that needs your help, an area that's calling to you. And again, add a prayer, add a vibration, that highest vibration of love and connection. And then the last shadow vibration is sloth, and that's basically in the collective consciousness, that's the reluctance to make an effort to grow further and further into our highest and greatest good as individuals and as the collective consciousness of humankind on this planet. So this last Mer person to arrive in connection with these seven vices is called Integrity, and he's here to clear away the heaviness created by our inability to see our lack of diligence, our lack of integrity, which has created the space for chaos, this chaos to occur in our environment, both internal and external. So this time in your bag, you're going to find a purple mineral rock, and this mineral rock will add morality. It will add virtue, truthfulness, and above all, it's this thoughtfulness that comes back into the atmosphere of the reef. So place that purple mineral rock, again, anywhere on the reef that you're called to, adding your own prayer of vibration and connection. Okay, and so now that we've placed all our mineral rocks on the reefs, I want you to just step back a moment and look around and see that all those Mer people are standing around you with each one colored the same color as the rock, and they begin to spin and swirl, and you've got this beautiful rainbow of color going around you and around the reef, as an indication of the love and support and the connection that we have as being made of the same crystalline substance as the entire universe. And take in that vibration, take in that love, make that connection last for the rest of your existence. The Mer people are holding that sacred space for the action of our combined love so it'll penetrate in the spirit into the spirits of the sea creatures on the reefs and into their homes. We send our prayers into the hearts of all beings, visible and invisible, physical and non-physical, and we pray that our connection becomes so strong that no harm will come to anyone, anywhere, any being, anything, at any time. And suddenly the mer people vanish back into the dimension where they thrive. And it's time to go back to the shore. So your original mer guide now comes back, suddenly manifests in front of you and takes you by the hand, and you begin to swim back to shore through those beautiful crystal waters, lovely intensity of that water running across your whole body. And you come back to the place where you started, sitting in the water by the shore. And this brilliantly colored mer person who's been your guide bows to you and you to them. And they swim away, melting into the dimension where they exist at the highest possible level of their expansion of consciousness and being. So just sit in the water for a moment and take in what just happened. What a glorious experience to participate in connecting to the coral reefs around the world, with places. And to be blessed by the presence of the mer people. To me, that was an amazing, heartwarming gift. So now I'd like you to go ahead and stand up in the water, get your balance, bow to the spirits of the water, to the mer people, to the coral reefs, to all the sea creatures, and all the creatures of heaven and earth. You know, in the Eastern philosophy, they say that the human being and the beings that are manifest, we are the manifestation of heaven and earth. Where heaven and earth cross, so now turn one last time, sending up that prayer to the reefs, knowing that you are connected now in the journey of oneness forever. Walk to the edge of the water, walk out of the water, stand for just a moment. And now it's time for you to come back into your physical body in this dimension. It's time to come back and feel your consciousness begin to come back. Feel it begin to expand back into the dimension of your physical body. By starting to feel your body, maybe wiggle your toes or move your fingers, roll your shoulders, take some deep breaths, roll your head, wiggle your spine. And now together, let's take one last deep, long, slow breath. Acknowledging the sacredness of what we were just presented with and the connection that we all are very aware of, including all those that yet have the awareness but yet are still connected. I bow to you also, my friends, here on the phone with me. You're back where you began in your body, and I thank you for allowing me to participate with you today in this sacred journey. I'd like to also thank our mer guides for this lovely, lovely journey. Thank you to the coral reef creatures for asking us and allowing us to come to help them. And Mary, as always, I want to thank you so deeply from my heart for having me participate in such a sacred and lovely event and for inspiring me to add this to the Women's Meditation Circle at South Lido Beach every summer, where we gather twice a month under the full and new moons. And there's the water right there that we always connect to. We put our feet in the water or dip underneath. So thank you all. And I hope this worked for you as lovely as it worked for me.
Oh, whoa, it was fantastic, Carol. Wow.
I was really surprised when they brought this to me the other day. I was at South Lido Beach, and I was like, oh, my God, I wouldn't have thought this one up.
Yeah, you know, there is a lot of mer energy in the Gulf, because when I've gone out to the beach and asked for meditations, they come in too. So it's really interesting. And they're, that was just gorgeous, gorgeous for me. I just loved it, being out there with them and doing all this work on the reefs. They really need it, and the reef I was at was so happy that we were there and doing this work, and lovely. Wow, thank you so much.
Yes, yeah, thank you to the spirits.
Yeah. Well, anybody who would like to say something to Carol or ask her or share something about your experience, go ahead and star six.
Hi, this is Ariamne. I'm not very familiar with the mer dimension. Are they particularly associated with earth and particularly associated with water? Do any of them actually have fish bottoms?
You know, I'm not an expert in any of this, so I'll just give you my impression of my experiences, and then anybody else that has her experiences, please also answer in if you can. So my experience was that, yes, they are connected, that the water is a portal that they can come through, but that they don't necessarily live just in the water. Like, there's a different dimension, so they're using the water as a portal that they come through. And the visual effect of them was, for me, were beings of, they were tall beings of just these beautiful different colors that more like a vibrational existence. As they moved, they kind of shimmered, but I didn't see any particular appendages like fins or anything like that. Anybody else have any experiences?
I saw fins.
Did you?
I saw the classic mermaid, merman. My guide was a merman. And he had the fish tail. But yeah, I definitely got the shimmery thing you were talking about, Carol.
I have a little story. This is Lenny. When Mary did the meditation, I think it was about a year and a half ago with the mer people, and we went to the temple. A couple of days later, I was at a farmer's market, and a merman walked toward me, and I recognized him immediately, and he was in human flesh. And he looked at me with aqua eyes and nodded his head and said, in psychically, thank you. And then turned away and walked down the street. That was a physical manifestation that was so full of energy and clarity that I did not doubt. I just went, oh, my gosh, here is the merman guide who showed in a different way during the meditation, coming to thank me slash us for the work we did that time. So that was my experience in terms of, you know, what I saw and experienced in the manifestation part of it. So
beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Hi, this is Linda. What I was getting as you were saying to lay the different colored mineral rocks was to bring in the archangels of the seven rays. And each archangel with this specific color ray into the specific rock. And that was
beautiful.
That was what I suddenly was drawn to do. And so they, you know, each archangel with their specific ray was energizing that specific color.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you for letting us know. That is a beautiful experience.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate that.
Welcome.
Gosh, Carol, I think we're going to have to go to the beach this afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody else have something they'd like to share or say to Carol?
This is Shelley. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, Shel.
Oh, cool. Hi. So I just first want to really deeply appreciate Carol for the gift she brought us, and for myself, the mer people, that was so new today. And at the same time, I was having these experiences of immediately that being turned into what I experienced as a dolphin, like actually carrying me to the different places. And each rock was like a ball of light, similar to, I don't know who just shared it, about the rays, that they actually were imbibed frequencies that were going into the rocks. And it was really unique and special, and I felt it was so expansive understanding those shadow, meeting the shadow of energies in that way. So I'm just really pleased, and will carry that into my day and into our full moon water blessings that will be happening tonight as well. So I'm about to share and want to share this the archive with everyone. So thank you.
Thanks, Shelley.
Okay, anyone else? All right. Then what I'm going to do is unmute us, and we're going to have our chaotic goodbye where we can all yell goodbye at once. And let's see. Next month, December 1st, is going to be Carla Meske, Shaman Carla. So she's been with us, I think, once before. So she's going to be back to lead us on some shamanic journey next month. So thanks again, Carol. And we're going to go ahead and unmute everybody and say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye, Mary.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.